and welcome back to the table, folks. This time with functioning microphones that are not dropping from any tables or couches.
we'll
we have everybody that. Back except for the barbarian. He's sitting this one out. Maybe he will do a surprise join later. But we had a little bit of a pause, but since we're way behind on releasing our episodes anyway every now and then, so it's quite chaotic, but we are getting together now and then to continue our story where we left off. So where did we leave off? Who can remember?
There
was a fight against
the
Frostbite.
To roll?
I mean, there was not really a fight, was there? I mean, it was more like a, oh yeah, so
it was more like
Brad
a
Wolf
test of strength.
Brad Wolf is like a bauble, and Blackwater is basically a piece of salt pillar.
Yeah.
Ice pillar.
And a soft serve ice cream, please.
Both our alchemist and our barbarian are kind of frozen in time and place by the Frost Maiden, and as Freon put it so nicely, he and Tiala were doing a tactical retreat.
Yes. Well, that I wouldn't say common. It was a retreat. We just walked away.
Tactical, leaving the, the halls.
Yeah.
I mean, not to forget, both Blackwater and Branwolf gained some sort of blessing from the Frost Maiden.
Hmm. I mean, it didn't really help you much in the...
Yeah, but in the long run, you know, it's
sure.
Just wanted to have it stated for the record.
But yes, basically coming back onto that particular point in time. So, Branwolf is basically held in place by a small little gem. Frozen inside, shrunken to a small size, and it seems to be like immovable in the air, next to the Frost Maiden. Also next to her, you see Blackwater, a frozen pillar of ice. And I believe I might have to look up the, because I think I do still have the initiative count here. Yeah, I still do have the initiative count here, so if you want to, we can, like, get right back on that. And we will... Our reel is not going to do anything in this first round, so it's going to start with Freon and then Tiala.
But remind me, didn't we basically just walk out of that chamber?
Mm-hmm.
But there's still... I used this drink of I can see shit. Don't remember what it was called.
The drink of you can see shit?
Yeah, that's how I read the book.
Yeah, I remember this, yes. You left something in regards to being able to read the book without Aureal being able to detect it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think... Oh, what was that? I don't know it was a spell that you
cast.
No,
it was a drink that
or
gave
a
me...
potion of... not clairvoyance. Was it a potion?
Yes, it was a potion, pretty sure. Oh shit, I think it was in Foundry. There's no history in Foundry, is there?
I deleted
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes there is.
Great, of course you did. It was some sort of like it placed an invisible observer where I can look through.
Did you have it in your inventory?
No, because I used it, so I...
Okay.
Removed it from my inventory.
Oh man,
I think... Let me check.
Potion? I mean, I do have a potion of clairvoyance here. Let me double check. It's like an eyeball bobs when
I
you drink this
it.
Potion, you gain the effect of the clairvoyance spell. Yeah, and you create an invisible sensor, then range in a location familiar to you. The sensor remains in place, bada bidi boo. When you cast the spell, you choose seeing or hearing. I guess you chose seeing.
Yes, because I can't hear the book.
Yes. So yeah, and you were... I don't know if you already... I think you did already make out
No, we, Tiala and me didn't make out.
No, but you did, like, read the book.
Yes.
Like, the what was in the Codicil of White,
the rhyme. Yes. I don't remember it, but...
And of course you memorized it very well.
Of course my character did that, yes,
and
indeed.
You will be able to...
Sure. I will play back the last episode.
Recite it to perfection, if need be.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, I think we left the chamber and closed the door, because the Frost Maiden, she was a bit, like, I don't know, she had a bit of a mood going on.
Preoccupied.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't close the door, but you were on your way out, and I think Tiala was following you, and that's where we left off.
Yeah, because she started attacking us, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you are now in this big snowflake shaped room where the spiral staircase is leading back upwards, and the paths are branching off to, like, these other, the challenges that you had, these challenge rooms.
Right.
And you see that Tiala is also rushing out of the room at this moment. She's like stretching out, and in the distance you can see the little bauble and the salt statue with fear in their eyes.
Salt statue? Snow statue?
Well, he looks like a salt statue.
Right. Yeah, I'll just pause outside the room and wait for Tiala, of course.
Okay. I mean, you do see the glowing ember-like eyes of the Frost Maiden still darting at both of you, rushing out of the room. So she seems to be, like, in pursuit.
Oh, what? No, we don't want that.
She's standing still at the moment, but she does not seem like, oh well.
Okay.
I'll get him next time.
I thought we could talk about this. Oh man, can't we talk about this, lady? Ice lady, woman.
Is that what you're shouting towards her?
Yeah.
Make a persuasion check.
You know, I mean, wouldn't it be better if you can at least, like, let us take our friends with us? Otherwise, you know, you're not, this hero thing is might be happening. We know where we need to. Do this revenge and come back and try to shit. I'm gonna use my goblin skull.
Well, didn't you use that? I don't know when was the last time you did a long rest, but sure.
Oh, true. Hang on.
Because I know you guys were in there for a long time. I think did you do one long rest? You did one
rest.
In one of the challenges, yeah. But I don't know if you've used it before in the fight or something.
Let me check. I should have marked it. Somewhere. Well, no, I don't know. It was a 5, then a 5. What was it? Persuasion?
Persuasion, yeah.
13 total. Hang on, why do I have a plus 4 there? 13 plus 4. 17. 13 plus 4, 17. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we need to come back with the whole village and pitchforks and, you know, we don't want that. We just want to take our friends with us.
Yeah, no, she does not seem to be impressed, and you see her stretching out a hand ready to dart out another one of her cones. Oh no, actually, yeah, an ice dart, but yeah, when it's her turn. But that would bring us to Tiala, unless Furion has anything else.
Well, I want to step next to the door, so if she, like, shoots some shit out of the door, she can't hit me,
okay.
At least.
That's
run, Tiala!
Possible, yeah. So, Tiala.
I just... run.
Towards what?
Towards Frion, and then continue, turn towards him and shout, keep running!
So you're going to run towards the You're not gonna be able to make it all the way to the spiral staircase, but...
And I will also try to hide so she does not hit me with anything.
I mean, you can hide right next to the doors, but the spiral staircase is right in the middle of the room, and there's this huge ice, like, floor.
Are there not, like, alcoves or something where I can hide it?
Yes, far in, like, around. It's a big room.
Just she walk to the door. Is the door close enough?
For her to walk through it, yeah, if she wanted to. Remember,
yeah,
those were like very small rooms.
Yeah.
Super small rooms.
Yeah, but
I also hide behind the door.
Okay, so both of you hide
behind
the doors.
I try to close the door.
You try to close the door?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in her face.
Make a strength check. Because those are some heavy ass doors.
16?
Okay, so you're able to, while running out, close one side of the door while shouting towards Frio that he should run, who's also hiding on the other side. That's still open. But it's still going to take like another successful strength check to fully close both of them. I don't know why you think that doors are going to hold back a goddess, but sure.
Well, if she can't see us, she can't hit us.
Yes, anything
exactly.
else?
No,
I have a quick question. Did we try? I think Tiala tried that last time to grab the bauble that Branwolf was caught in, right?
I don't think you tried grabbing it.
Yeah,
no.
I think we did.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because,
I think so.
You...
I'm not sure if it was me, but I think somebody tried to grab it and it was not moving.
It's immovable. So it's basically...
Did I try the mage hand thing?
I think it was with the mage hand, yeah, because it works like an immovable rod. It's basically stuck here, and it's not moving an inch.
Oh, man. Okay,
so
sorry.
Brings us to the Frost Maiden, then, who is going to use her Cone of Cold to try and blast open the one side of the door. Both of you make a dex save with advantage, since you're kind of close, but you're still using it as cover and trying to jump out the way.
20.
Okay.
13!
What?
13!
13! Alright, so Tiala, your side of the door swings open, and in the last moment, you just like jump to the side. I need you, Frion, to do another constitution saving throw.
17. No, 17. Hang on. Yes, 17.
It's not good enough.
I think it's quite okay.
Not good enough.
It's above average.
Yeah.
I need D8s. Hold this, please. I need lots of D8s.
You want some of mine?
Yes, give me all your D8s. Hold
this.
Don't
give him D8s.
No, don't give him.
Don't give him.
Give him a cookie instead.
Take him away.
Take him.
Take me away.
Oh, man. This is all going really wrong.
It's coming along nicely. No, it's fine. I have enough. All right, so. Freon.
Yeah. If I use my disguise kit, can I disguise myself as a piece of ice?
Not in 6 seconds.
Yes, you can.
Shit.
What is this even?
Anyway, I'm using my druid dice.
Is it a 2? Is it a 3? No, it's a 7.
Those are mine.
Dice betrayal.
That's 20... 31 cold damage. Yes, 31 cold damage from her cone of cold as it blasts
open. Did you prepare
a
second character?
I'm standing behind the door, though, yeah?
Yes.
True. So it's half,
and
right?
You were, and she is, like, blasting out this forceful cone of cold.
Holy shit.
Creeping around corners, and you did get a chance to evade.
I did evade, but with a 13 or something.
I'm afraid not, no.
How much was it? 31?
31, 3-1.
Yep.
High rolling numbers.
Still fine.
Yes. And she simply says, "Infidels who dare to stand in the way of my plans." And you're blasted. Tiala is like kind of slippery sloping towards the... after she evaded towards the spiral staircase. So that brings us back to you, Frion. Actually, let me double check one thing for... the ice stasis.
What ice stasis?
Because black water.
Oh no.
What?
He's not in the cone.
No.
He's
but
totally out of the cone.
Yes. But he's totally basically trapped inside. Stun. Blah 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 blah.
And I'm so hot that I melt the thing.
Sounds legit.
Oh, hang on a second. Yeah, because now it's basically Blackwater's turn. However, I mean, it was your turn before her even. But
yeah, I was gonna break free.
First of all, you do take cold damage, and then you get to roll if you can break free.
What? That was an option?
Wait, there was an option? I can't. Like, I had two turns last session, which
yeah,
I didn't get.
Yeah, and you
to break
always
free.
Like failed on your saving throw.
I don't remember. Yeah, okay, I don't remember that.
No, basically,
I don't remember. Yeah, you were rolling last. No. Cheater.
It was basically because if they would like not continue the fight but just leave, that's how the fight would have ended, with you frozen in there. Okay, so I have 5.
Well, that would be a dramatic ending though. Do you want a dramatic ending?
Of course. Nothing else. Me rolling shittily every time and you just getting the fuck out of there. Yeah, it sounds about right.
So that's 19 cold damage at the start of your turn.
Easy.
But this means he can die, right?
Sure, if you can't break free.
Oh, shit, I was hoping we'd just come back and unfreeze him later.
Well, I mean, if you would have just left, it might have been up for the DM to kind of do a thing, but
well,
now we're
still
fucked with mechanics.
Well, we did leave, but then the ice lady started.
Yeah, she's ice lady still engaged with you guys.
Even closed the door and everything.
She's gonna haunt your ass all the way out of your castle. So, yeah, you take the damage, Blackwater, and you get to re-roll the saving throw.
What is it?
Was a...
intelligence, I bet.
Nope, charisma.
It's...
even worse.
What?
The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw. Yeah.
Okay. Look at this. That's a 0. It's a 2-2, so it's a 0, literally. No.
Oh man, okay. So you don't break free, which brings us back to Frion.
How did you roll?
I've rolled a -1 in my times, alright? Do not question my methods.
Remember though, a halfling can reroll ones.
Ones,
but
yes.
It's only ones.
My beautiful magic works in a way where I avoid ones, but still roll less than one because of my fucking negative... bullshit. I'm just that good.
Okay. Okay. I'm gonna use my bonus action first and gonna give Blackwater Bardic Inspiration die.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use that for that saving throw he needs to pass, right?
Can you roll for me?
No.
Can you roll the bardic inspiration for me? Fuck.
No.
So much for that.
What's happening inside the room? Because I can still see shit, right?
Yeah. You can still see shit.
Ugh.
Because the nice thing is, with the potion, you don't need to like uphold any concentration or something like that.
What does heavily obscured mean?
That means, like, if you would be fighting in, I don't know, undergrowth or fog or storm or like a blizzard or something. But that's not the case at the moment. Yet. I mean, her cone of cold is heavily obscured in the moment, but that has vanished.
Oh, gosh. Tiala, you think she can look through invisibility?
I don't know. Hard to tell.
Let me double check.
I mean, she's a goddess, but...
I don't think she's a goddess. I don't think so. I think it's just like a, I don't know, some creature that has some more power than maybe us, but...
She did bleed.
Yeah.
So.
She did?
Yeah, she did. Last time we fought her in her previous form.
I'm gonna give that a try, fuck it.
I have two actions, right? You have what?
I have two actions, right?
No.
Three.
No.
No? What do you mean no?
You have an action and a bonus action. And a free interaction.
Right, I'm using
I choose to interact with her?
I'm using my bonus action to give...
The Bardic Inspiration?
Yes, the Bardic Inspiration.
Is that a bonus action?
It is a bonus action, indeed.
Okay, granted.
Oh, my eye is
with
really...
your eye?
Yeah, it's super itchy at the moment, I don't know.
Use an action to rub your eye?
Yes.
You don't have to rub. No, that's an interaction.
Free interaction.
I'm gonna cast invisibility on Tiala and me. Fuck it.
On both of you?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we run.
Yeah, level 3 spell. Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's it, and then we'll see what happens if she
still want to move or.
Stay? No, I'm gonna stay for now.
Okay. Then Tiala.
Okay, seeing as I'm invisible now, I will try to sneak, really?
Yeah, she knows she's invisible, right? I assume so.
I guess I don't see myself anymore, so.
Make a sanity check if you're. No.
Yeah, I would try to sneak towards the staircase and see...
Sneak? Okay.
Yeah,
so make a stealth check.
I can see if she really can't see us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not so sure about that.
Make a stealth roll.
With advantage or something?
No.
I'm invisible?
Yes. That enables you to make a stealth roll in the open field at all.
Ooh, that's... Plus. Oh, it's only a 20. I thought I was better instead.
Okay.
Yes.
23? 20. Yeah. Well, you feel pretty stealthy.
Then I will just walk towards the stairs.
Okay, at the end of your turn, you're going to almost reach the stairs. So next turn, you would be able to, like, climb them.
Oh, can I use my action?
If you want to, sure.
Can I hide behind the stairs?
Yeah, you can do that.
I will hide behind the stairs.
Okay, so you will basically
and
remain...
And keep peeking. Well, I don't see Freon anymore, do I?
Nope,
maybe
you don't.
Not the smartest idea.
Nope. You are alone in a large room with the Frost Maiden starting to march outside the door.
Okay.
Hovering, more to speak.
I will try to see footsteps or something.
I mean, I did send you the nice picture already of her. The brittle maiden.
Yeah, I will try to make out if I can see if Freon is coming or not. Like.
Yeah, you can do that next round.
Yeah, okay.
So is that the icy creature picture?
Yes.
We should use a mace to attack her if she's called the brittle maiden, right?
The brittle maiden... Let's see, does she have any...
Okay, so that means we start, because I did already the first the last time, but it's Blackwater's turn now, who starts by taking damage again.
Yay.
In the ice, which is a 23 cold damage.
I am still alive.
Wow.
But looking a bit frosty.
A bit frosty, but you get to redo your charisma save.
What does the Bardic Inspiration give me?
I just read through it. Just a question to the DM.
Is it for saving throws as well?
What?
Does it explicitly say that he can add it to saving throws?
Yes, but okay. Can he hear me?
I mean, technically sound can pass through solids.
Hang on. Well, it says like the creature is trapped. The creature trapped in the crystal is stunned. Has total cover against attacks and other effects outside the crystal.
Negative effects.
Hang
not
on.
Positive
to
ones.
To give him bardic inspiration, you need to like see him, right? Or
no, he needs no? to hear me.
Then I would say yes.
It says, to do so, you use a bonus action on your turn to choose one creature other than yourself within 60 feet of you who can hear you.
Yeah, hearing would be fine, because if it would be sight, since it says total cover, even though you see him in the ice, it wouldn't count.
Okay.
But I think with audio, it's fine.
And then basically within the next 10 minutes, you can roll the die and add it to the number rolled to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. And it's a d6. So you can roll first and then decide if you want to add it now or if you
so
want
to... Do you say anything in particular to give him that inspiration?
Roll better.
Roll,
yes.
Yeah.
Roll
try harder next time, little man.
Thank you. Very inspiring.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So that's an 11. I will... The D6, if I'm lucky, 17 does not sound like it would break the DC of that. But I'm dead next time anyway, so let's do it anyway.
Yeah, you can't add it to saving throws, right?
Yes, yeah, it's attack roll, yeah. Saving throws, or ability checks.
I mean death saves.
Death saves? No. Is a death save a saving throw?
No. They're death saves.
It is a 16 in total.
Sadly, you are still trapped.
I break free, I do a flip,
Come
and
on.
I run out of here. That was fun.
Good. Then, that brings us to Auriel, who says,
"You petty meddlers, with your visionary tricks, you shan't escape."
And she hauls a ice dart towards you, who's cowering behind the staircase.
Shit.
But you get a plus...
Well, it doesn't mean she can see us, right?
A plus 2 to your AC. Yeah. So, well, she rolled a 26. So does the plus 2 help?
No.
Good. Then you take... I need a d4. Where's my stuff here? Need a d4.
I don't like this.
Ah, here's a d4.
Yeah.
You take 6 piercing damage and 6 cold damage from the ice dart as it pierces through you, and you are certain that she can see invisible creatures thanks to her true sight. as she is a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
After all. Or maybe just some powerful creature that has true sight. So that brings us back to Freon.
Did I notice that as well, that she really aimed
at... She is
at...
basically... Yeah, you did see her, like, spot on. And she is basically emerging from the doors right now and is next to you.
I'm gonna stab her in the eye with my dagger.
Okay. Make a melee attack with your dagger.
How do I do that? I've never done that before.
You have daggers, and this is the first time you ever used them.
Yes! Why would
this
I?
This campaign is like, you've been playing this character how many years?
7. I don't know. I've never used a freaking dagger before.
It's a, you roll a d20 and you add your strength modifier.
No, not gonna happen then.
Dexterity. You can choose because it's a finesse weapon. You can take your dexterity as well.
Ah. Let me rethink that for a second.
You did not hurt her too much last session.
No, really, we didn't.
Nope.
Ah, fuck. Okay, let's try that. Could I use an Eldritch Blast without being in close quarter combat with her?
I would say yes, because you're not directly engaged.
Okay.
I mean, she's close by, but not like... You're not actively fighting and you're still far enough away. But something between, like, maybe 6 feet or so.
Yeah. And how far away is she from Blackwater?
Blackwater is, like, maybe 10 feet behind her together with Branwolf. Because the room's pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small here in Iceland.
But we can't hurt them because... They are unaffected by outside effects, right?
Do we know that?
Well, you don't know that. And also, you don't know if it's only for one of them or both.
Okay. And I don't really know that Blackwater is not feeling that well, right? Yeah.
Probably not.
I don't look amazing.
Well, I can't see you. That's what the DM said before.
Well, you can see me. It is clear, right? But you cannot just could just not do any effects that need direct visual contact. Is that it? Or did I misunderstand that, DM?
Sorry, what? I'm trying to find out what the thing was that I used on Bramble.
People can see me in the cube thingy, but like it's not possible to just do any effects that require visual connection, right? Like visual.
Well, I wouldn't say they know you're there, but since it counts as like total cover.
Gotcha. So it's kind of blurry.
They don't really
or something.
Actively see you. I mean, they know your location, but anything that relies on like sight.
Yeah. So okay. And I don't know how well he is, right? So I wouldn't cast a healing spell on him because I don't know.
No, for all you know, I could be just doing super fine.
Yeah. Of course he's fine. He's sealed in, so nothing can happen to him, right? So I'm gonna blast her with 2 Eldritch Blasts.
Vacuumed.
The one is a 20. God, I can't read that. A 20 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is a lovely 11. But I mean, she's...
And the 20 hits.
Standing right in front of me. Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Well...
Right, so bummer. I basically just need to...
Well, one of them you fumble. You're excited.
Yeah, of course. Oh, there she is!
Exactly.
Where's the fucking D10?
It's like that jump scare in the horror movies. Da-da-da! She's right there. Like, Jesus, where did she come from? Out of the door.
10 damage.
10 damage.
Yay.
What was it? Force damage, right?
Yeah. All indeed. Right. And I'm visible again.
Poof. Yeah, you don't get the sense that it would make much of a difference.
Yeah, I still gotta do the ha-ha! Got you! And then I'll heal myself.
Her head turns ever so slightly towards you.
I'm gonna heal myself with thingy. What's it called? Healing word.
Mm-hmm. And you're gonna stay there?
No, I'm gonna move into the room because she's like moving out. She's outside.
Yeah, that would
now.
Mean you need to move past her though.
Hang on. I have too many spells. Where is it? No. No. There we go. Ah! I'm gonna not heal myself, but I'm gonna use Misty Step instead. And
Misty Step?
Gonna...
And that's an...
A bonus action.
But didn't you do like healing word or something?
No, that's why when I said I'm not gonna do healing word on myself. I'm gonna do the pew pew! And then the ha-ha, I got you! And the pfft. And then the misty step on top of the stair or as far up the stairs as I can see.
Okay, what's the range on misty step?
30 feet to an unoccupied space that I can see.
But you're gonna be like shortly before the stairs. The stairs are still a little bit away.
All right, then I would like to use my movement
to, okay,
to move behind the pillar, stairs, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she can't see me. She can't see me then.
After misty stepping, yeah.
Yes, she can't see me then, right? You got that? Well, she can't see me.
It's like. You know, they're like very, they're small, they go up, it's like half cover.
Shh, this is my hiding spot, go away.
She has true sight, she can see you anywhere.
Ah, that's it then.
Alright.
Oh, that was a shit turn.
And that brings us to Tiala. You see Freon doing some fuff 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 fuff, and suddenly he's running towards you.
This is not going too well.
Yeah, this is not working, let's go, and I just run up the stairs.
Okay.
As far as I can go.
Well, you mean you can dash, so you can...
Yes. But the Frostbane is still how far away from Blackwater and everybody else?
Well, from Blackwater, she's only like 10 feet or so away. But from you guys, it's more like 60.
I need my spells.
The spells?
The spells.
Where are your spells?
In the foundry.
In the foundry, okay. You click on the Tiala, you go to the spell book, there's all the spells. Prepared spells even. Call lightning! No, it doesn't work, no sky.
What does it say, 20 feet sphere? Does 20 feet sphere mean that it's got a radius of 10?
Well, it says 20 foot radius sphere.
20 feet sphere. Radius. Oh, where does it say radius?
Radiant, 20
feet. Yeah, okay, then it's not working. Then I just run and use my action as
dashing. Okay, so Tiala darts out of the all the way to the top.
Yep. And I scream, come on, hurry to Freon.
Okay. Then that brings us back to Blackwater.
Before anything happens. Before I get damaged, which I'm assuming is what happens first.
Yes, you're right.
Right.
I need to roll.
I have a proposal to make. I would like to put my halfling luck on the line in trade for rolling first and rolling with advantage.
Huh?
Because I'm giving up my halfling luck.
Forever.
In trading forever.
Who are you dealing with? Like, God?
With the DM right now? I don't care.
So, yes.
Because if I don't do this, I'm automatically dead. And I'm assuming that no one's going to come up and help me out. Because at this point, it's just
impossible.
Because
you don't trust your friends anymore.
No, it's not possible. If I keep getting damaged after dying, that's it. Mm-hmm. Dead immediately. Because every turn is an automatic fail, I'm assuming, because of the damage I get, right?
Well, you still get... it's an automatic fail.
Yeah.
But you would still have a couple of tries to break free. But if you want to sacrifice your halfling luck forever, then be my guest.
Because it's
and roll with advantage.
I'm about to die permanently, so I see no other.
It is the trade-off that the Frost Maiden's blessing, the scarification that it has left on you, if you survive. Since you did attempt to get her blessing and failed. And that's why you're in the frost thingy in the first place.
True. So if that's a done deal, I would like to roll first and roll with advantage.
Sure.
Before succumbing
and
completely to the
off your lucky,
icy frost.
Your lucky trait, because you are not lucky, but cursed by the Frost Maiden instead.
Oh boy. Wait, where's my... That's mine. Oh, that's a natural 20.
With advantage.
With advantage. I needed the advantage because the other one is a 9.
Alright, so before you take damage, and you see this, Frion, as suddenly a cracking sound is what you first hear, and then you can barely make out a crack in the ice sculpture as another one appears, and the small little net around where Blackwater's face is, and you see this little halfling hand crushing out first, and he seems to be in the process of freeing himself from the ice.
And not looking good.
Which brings us back to Auriel, who briefly turns around at the noise. Stay down!
Slaps! Let me be.
Oh, God.
I am not a threat to her at this point. I cannot do
no,
shit.
She is going to leave the room. I mean, she does acknowledge that you are breaking free, but she continues to float towards the open space, towards the stairs where Frion is still hiding below. And she is going to do her ice flurry attack, her legendary action, which means that each creature within 30 feet of her takes...
I am further away.
You are further away, yes. This is
and I'm hidden behind the pillar.
This is only for you.
Basically invisible to even, like,
true
sight.
There is ice that starts to swirl around the room. Behind cover and stairs and everything. And you take 6 piercing damage from the swirling ice. That's it.
A little hurt.
Yes.
And that's called a legendary action.
Well, it's like more of an AoE. But she's only hitting you. But yes, she, and while she does this, she says,
"Run and tell them not to meddle with destiny."
And that brings us back to Frion.
Well, we wanted to leave and just take our friends with us, but you started that whole thing here.
Do you want to engage in conversation with
yes.
her as an action?
Yeah, yes. yeah, yeah. We just want to leave. Just let us take our friends and we're gone.
Make a persuasion roll.
Fucking cunt.
Again.
Again.
Hang on, 22, 26.
26. She halts for a moment and stares you down, just slowly like floating closer towards you, and says, "Leave this place, but know that if you try to uncover what lies beneath Ithrin, I will find you and end you and your party once and for all."
Sure. Well.
And with that, she also, in another flurry of ice, as large as the one that just appeared, you take another 3 piercing damage.
That was uncalled for, lady.
And she vanishes. Which leads to Blackwater finally being able to release himself from the ice blocks around him, falling to the floor. And you hear another clinkering clack as suddenly the small gem Branwolf was in bursts, and Branwolf stands in front of you, unbeknownst to what happened and what was going on.
The hell happened? Jesus Christ.
And Tiala is still at the top of the stairs.
What's happening? I hear noises.
Tiala, come back down. She's...
What do you mean, come back down?
I defeated her!
What?
Wow. Wow.
I peeked down the stairs.
Yeah, you see Freon just looking up towards you. And there's no Frost Maiden in sight. Aurea seems to have vanished. However, you do hear this little rumble that kind of goes through the icy walls and through the cavern.
All right, scratch that. We should leave.
Small little snow and particles that slowly fall down.
I remember this from many tales of other adventurers. Every time something happens, everything breaks down. It's always the fortress or something that collapses. I think we should leave.
Branwolf, grab the book and Blackwater, and let's get out of here.
Okay. Where's the book?
Yeah, the codicil is right next to you guys.
Okay.
Still on its pedestal. So you grab
the
book.
I tuck it under my arm.
You run
still
out.
Still very confused where the hell I am and why I'm back and where I was, but I follow the others.
Okay.
Running
grab me
on
as well.
Stairs.
I don't think I can walk.
All of you make an athletics check.
That may be
bringing out the really interesting skills today, right?
What do?
Where the fuck is athletics?
It's a strength check.
Oh no, we don't like that.
We have
okay.
21.
21. So Branwolf starts dashing with the book in front of everybody, leaving Blackwater behind.
In my current weakened state, I just rolled a 3 total.
Yeah, you're still crawling because you can't. Yeah. Your knees and feet are still numb.
Can I pick him up too with the book or something? Turn around and.
Well, sure, you were able to, but he's going to slow you down if you're going to carry him.
Well,
we'd be faster anyway.
If you want to do that, then make an athletics check, but do it at disadvantage, so roll a second time.
Okay. Oh, that was really a, oh wow, 8.
Okay, so, I'm not that heavy.
So he, you pick up Blackwater, but both of you, they're still in the room while both of Freon also starts making his way up. But yeah, you start, Tiala, what did you roll?
20.
Okay, are you starting to dash or are you waiting for everybody?
I'm waiting till they reach me and then I start to dash.
Okay, so right now you're still gonna not use that roll, basically, because everybody's still on their way. But Freon, you...
17. You 16, okay, yeah, sorry.
You make your way up the stairs without any issue, and you now start seeing there's like bits and pieces of ice that are falling down. And you're not quite sure what's causing it, or if it's also some other force, maybe from on the outside, that's causing it. But you don't pay much attention to it, and you start running past Tiala.
Yeah.
She's still waiting.
Faster, Brandwolf, come on! Get your ass up here!
Okay, you guys, you also come make on, your way man. Make your way upwards. As all of you are kind of running, some further behind, some more in the front, make an acrobatics check for me. As you now see bits and pieces of icicles that are falling down.
Ooh. Natural 20. Boy.
25, natural 20.
Brandwolf.
5.
Brandwolf, you do it at disadvantage since you're carrying Blackwater.
Do I do it as well because I'm being carried?
Well, if you're being carried, no, but he rolls at disadvantage then.
Still better odds.
14.
That's broke.
14, okay. But you all make your way up there. Tiala and Freon, you rolled?
Yes, we did.
Yep. What did you roll?
It's a d20.
Mm-hmm. And the result?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
The result?
Yep. I have that here in front of me. It's 5. Yeah, the best result. Yeah, it's a 5.
Tremendous.
It's 5 rhymes with shite.
5?
Yes, a 5. It's still a 5. 5.
Get a 20. Okay, so.
Oh, 25.
Ooh. Okay, as you guys make your way towards the final entryway, where Freon, you suddenly stop because you remember there was a big frost giant guard that addressed you as Death, but doesn't seem to be. He might have already hauled ass because he doesn't seem to be here. But in that split moment where you look around, there's this huge icicle that scrapes your shoulder for 8 cold damage, no piercing damage, as it hits you. What? Not again. Thankfully, all those soundboard stuff is not on the recordings.
I wish they were, honestly.
Oh. Seven.
8.
8.
8.
Uh-huh.
Hateful 8. 8 piercing damage.
Yeah, I'm still good. I was expecting like a big piece of ice just falling on top of me and killing me.
Yeah, and
of course,
chunks.
I'm also not on the sound recording this time because I jumped in afterwards, but...
No, you are.
Greg
is recording.
Oh, my friend. I thank you so very much.
But yeah, you make your way through the final tunnel past the entryway and make your way outside. And it is at that moment when, like, the doors holding the place shut, they kind of fall and collapse into each other. And there are parts here and there of the castle that you see that might have like collapsed into debris, partly outside, partly into each other. But for now, you're back out. Weirdly enough, the feeling you get when emerging from the icy halls, it's suddenly warmer. But that is due to the fact that the Frost Maiden's abode itself was icy cold and colder than other parts of the island that you're on. But you emerge until a you emerge into a still beautiful night sky, with an intact aurora across the horizon. There's no sign of the frost giant that held guard, except for a couple of what look to be large footprints that lead down the mountain. And silence once again rests upon the castle itself as you now stand there gasping for air.
I just sit down.
How long did it take to get there?
Take long to get where? From when?
From the river to the castle?
Well, you did have like a whole weird fight going on at the same time with
the big bird, right?
Yeah, the big bird. Big bird. With big bird. Big bird.
But it wasn't that long. I drink a couple of potions.
A couple potions.
Yes.
Maybe I should set you down first. Here, little man. Have a seat.
Thank you. Thank you very much, actually, Brunwolf.
Underneath my...
That saved my hide.
Like 2 hours? I would say. Not long at all. One to 2 hours. Depending on stuff and things.
How do we get home?
Did we come by...
We still have a boat?
Boat. Yeah.
But the boat...
Can we slide down the side of the mountain?
Can we just maybe sit here for a second?
There's like a path that led down. Yeah. There was this large brick path and steps that led up the mountain, and the path, if you remember, that led all the way back to that small little, what's it? Not a harbor. What's a steak? Like a pier?
Yeah, it has like a.
It had this ice mephit creature.
Yeah, that's true. That we asked
for. But
our
boat went home with the captain, didn't it? Did he leave us the boat? How did he get home? Did he wait on the boat?
He sent the boat, right? He wasn't with us, was he?
I don't remember.
It was a magical boat.
I think.
Yeah, but was it? Yeah, was it supposed to come back when we're done? So it was something like that. I can't quite remember.
We did not plan this properly.
I can't remember as well if he only sent you.
We always plan things properly.
What do your notes say, Tiella? Did he send you on it, or did he...
I don't
know. Did he put you there? Are you kidding me? That's February.
Enchanted
boat. Yes, it was sent. This was back in February this year.
Wait a minute. Were we able to call it? Was there a horn or something, my god? Wasn't there something that we could call
it? It's still like about an hour and a half away. Like from...
Not if...
You guys still need to walk.
Can fly us down.
I'm going to conjure animals, and I'm going to conjure two eagles, and I'm going to turn myself into an eagle.
Yeah, I mean, I've got to get my soundboard going here. That's how that is. Absolutely. That is just absolutely...
Conjure animals.
Perfector.
And, yes, I'm telling the... eagles to carry us to the pier.
Okay.
So you guys are being carried across the silent night sky down towards the pier.
How do I have to know?
I don't know. You see getting closer that there is still a little rowboat nestled right there, waiting, and an ice mephit that looks at you rather interested as you land. And you're standing there.
Yeah, let's go home.
Where's home?
Wherever.
Across the sea.
Tourmaline.
Into the west.
Let's just sit into the boat and hope it does something.
Yeah, just...
if you wish for it hard enough. Okay, so all of you crawl into the boat.
We'll all climb in and more or less say, we are ready.
Southeast, please.
Can we do a long rest while we're on board?
Probably. Why not?
No, because it's not like that long of... Well...
Was it not? I thought it was long.
No, it was. Yeah. I think you did a long rest.
On top of
I remember sleeping on board.
Last time, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, long rest would be highly appreciated.
I mean, sure. The boat... slowly turns and makes its
way. Hang on, before, what's with that ice dude? Are we gonna take him with us? didn't Branwolf like really connect with that ice?
Yeah,
method?
He was a buddy. He was.
He's sitting on the pier, just staring at you.
Ice method, yeah. I can ask him, what are you going to do now? Now everything's collapsed, and aren't you out of a job? Or
the ice method just like screeches, like, and starts to like unfurl wings and flies away.
Okay,
understandable.
Yeah, I would have given him a job or something, but okay. There he goes. Bye.
Okay. If we get on board, could we get to? Oh God, I already forgot the name.
Into a stopover.
Where are we not supposed to go? Something.
What do you mean?
E something. Oh God, she just told me don't go to Rizing. Otherwise.
Ephron.
Yeah.
Ephron.
I mean, we know where it is, right?
Do we? We just know it's in the east.
You know that the city of Ethrin is buried underneath the Regid Glacier far to the east, and to get inside, that was what Valeen wanted to secure, was the Codicil of White, to get the Rime of the Frost Maiden to be able to unseal the entrance and get in there before anybody of the Arcane Brotherhood does so.
Yeah. But can we get from where we are now with the boat, can we get to the glacier?
No.
No.
Why not?
I don't know if you guys are connected to Foundry.
No.
The map says no, basically.
The map says no. basically, what you guys were doing is go to the border of the, like, to the coast of the Sea of Moving Ice. That's where the little kobold Spooner was the name, right? Who owned the boat. Basically, that's where you guys left off, and you had like a couple of, I think, a day's or so walk to Tourmaline. That was the nearest town of the 10 towns.
Oh, Bremen.
The one that had all the beautiful ice sculptures in it.
Was it Lonelywood itself? Was that not a town?
No, we have not been to Lonelywood.
I think
we passed through it, I think, real quickly, right?
Yeah, perhaps. But I think it was Tourmaline was the one with the ice goat. There's not Lonelywood,
Yes.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Did you guys pass through Lonelywood?
I'm not sure.
Do you have anything?
I did not see the white moon, so I don't think we passed through it.
But we didn't see it in your notes. On that.
But didn't we buy shit there? Like the ladle of warming my water Did we buy some food there as well?
Food was super expensive. I can't remember if that was
Lonely
yes,
it was talking about because you guys were like losing money left and right. Yeah.
Yeah, that was true. They kept cheating us at all kinds of
I think it was Lonelywood.
Oh. I think it was Lonelywood.
Bullshit.
No. Yeah.
I like that place.
Because I think you never stopped there at an inn or nothing. You only stopped to stock up on supplies and then continued.
Ripped off.
Well, we definitely will head across the.
Well, I mean, now have time to long rest.
Yeah.
If you trust the boat or whatnot, because you are on unknown open waters.
Well, I'll take first
watch.
If you
want to take watches.
I'm not feeling too well, so I would.
And
like,
also,
I
need to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, if you guys want to, I don't know, sit down, have a talk, reconvene about what there is to do, get Branwolf up to speed on things.
Should we heal first, rest first, and then we talk?
Yes, please.
You can have dinner first as well.
Yeah.
Because you do
rations,
need,
right?
You feel hungry.
Yeah. See, I think I have.
Tiala, I assume, is building up her tent again?
Wasn't it still up? I think I just left it.
Okay. I mean, you're still an eagle.
I've got 7 rations, so I can dish out for everybody.
I'll take 6.
Wait, that's a crow, right?
Fiala's a going eagle.
That's it.
What voice is doing?
Where do I get this?
What kind of eagles do you guys have? What the hell?
Good rations.
Bring down. That's how eagles sound.
Huh. Okay, so we heal. So we long rest.
Yeah, yeah, you can do a long rest.
I'm gonna take off.
You should have dinner as well. So if you have any rations, strike them off.
Yeah, I've got. Let's see. Does Tiala need rations, or do you have your berries?
I have rations myself.
Okay.
I need one of mine.
Then Tiago, Blackwater, do you need ration?
I need rations,
gonna,
please.
Like, leave anyway.
Okay. Then will that be?
Hours, all
right. Oh, I'll four. Give two. To Blackwater. Freon, do you need any rations?
No, I'm good. I still have two left, so I'm going to eat one of them.
I'm going to eat one. I'm going to give two to Blackwater.
Ooh, thank you.
That leaves me with four.
I'll eat one now and keep one for later.
So who's going to take first watch?
Or watch? I am.
Not me.
I am, because I still have 106 points, because I was just in a bubble. I didn't do anything.
Okay, yeah, but you're going to do it by yourself. Pretty shit.
Same. I need to rest.
Yeah.
Alright. So Bramwell resting by himself. Watching by himself. The rest of you sleep.
I guess.
Then, I wake up after 4 hours anyway, so
yeah, but that's still on Bramwell's watch. So Bramwell, make a perception check.
Alright. That is perception. Let me have a check on my attributes. And that is, oh, I think I'm moving nice. That is a 19.
19, okay.
Wait.
Your watch seems to be free of any disturbances. And who do you wake up?
Well, probably Tiala, since she doesn't need that long a rest.
Okay.
And the other two need their sleep, so.
Well, I would be awake after 4 hours anyway. I don't know how long one.
Well, one rest is about like two to three hours or so.
Well, I'll wait. I'll stay up for 4 hours until she's rested, and then change.
Okay, you're not gonna get a full rest then, for yourself.
Well, I don't need that much. Like I said, I had food. I don't know how long will I sleep then. How much can I generate?
Anything well, you can at all? Like generate everything, but you'll gain 1 point of exhaustion.
Okay, then let me put me up
after the
I've got long that. Rest. And then I have where my exhaustion points up here.
Just one. Wake me up. That's fine.
Wait, well, then you get a point of exhaustion.
Why?
Unless you sleep later.
Sleep again.
Okay.
I mean, we can also. I can also take like 2 hours watch or something at the end.
But we always do watches in turns. Then some people would always get exhaustion. So you never get that.
No, it depends on like you need 4 hours without any pause.
But we always have a middle watch.
Yes, but the middle watch
never got exhausted before.
Because usually they sleep it off in the end.
Oh.
So, you wake Tiala.
Sure.
And then I wake Tiala after 4 hours, and then I lay down. But I still get a point of exhaustion because you said I won't have enough rest. Kind of weird. We always.
I mean, I think the boat's gonna go for more than 8 hours total. So maybe Brownwolf can just sleep a bit longer 21. Than us.
21. Okay.
So we'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Nothing in particular that happens. The water seemed to be calm. And who's gonna take over last watch? Okay. Then Blackwater, you also do a roll.
Oh, I need to roll. Crap. Shit. Maybe.
For perception.
Perception. That was not a bad roll, but. Terrible. That is 9 total.
Okay. So during your watch, you notice a couple of like flapping sounds, and you notice this whole school of fish that seem to like just rush along the boat and make like splashing noises and throw around water in your face, and they vanish again after a while. But other than that, nothing else in particular that happens. The rest of you, the wind. Come fully rested back from their sleep among the nice makeshift tent that Tiala put on the boat, and are now still, with a bit of time left on the journey, sitting there, contemplating on what the plan is, what happened, what your goals are.
So we got the book. We got basically the key for the glacier to the city, right? Which is what... God, I can't remember the name. Lady McBrinshadder, Lady Woman...
Veline Harpel.
Veline wanted. Though the Ice Maiden seemed very much against, and it felt like she was kind of working for the people sealing that city off. So I feel like maybe Veline doesn't really know what she's...
Do you really trust the Ice Maiden?
Do you really trust anyone? Do you trust anyone to know what the hell is behind that glacier?
No, but I would like to see.
Yeah, the question is with who? Like, do we do it by ourselves?
Yes.
Or do we take Veline with us?
Also, I need to note to you, Freon, that with everything that has been happening and also the way the Frost Maiden and also Veline were talking about the city, you do feel this strong urge to push towards it, and you do recognize it as well.
I definitely want to go there. Now. That's why I was asking if we could go there by boat.
I honestly wouldn't mind.
I also think we should go there by ourselves and not take somebody else with us, because we don't know her motives.
Yep.
And even if she says she's good and wants to protect everything, we don't know if that's true, especially after everything the Frost Maiden told us.
Are you talking about the Frost Maiden or Veline right now?
Well, we can't trust Veline.
Oh, okay.
Because of what the Frost Maiden told us.
And my axes always follow Freon, so wherever he goes, I go.
Wherever the booty goes,
you follow.
Wherever the booty goes, I'll follow. Follow the booty.
That's a promise, if anything. Well, it's decided.
Same old shit, or as the soundboard says,
shit. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Here we go.
Do we know if the Battlehammer clan, the Dwarven clan, has some sort of quick transportation through the snowfields? Maybe they can help us out, because we did help them out a bit.
They do have a lot of sleds, I know that.
I mean, yeah, you did see the other members and the one... What was her name? Struva Korksen, the other guy? They did have the whole sled deal. So maybe you think... It seems like it might be like just standard equipment for them.
Did we leave our sled?
I have a strange question.
I think, with him.
So we do have so.
Being not the brains of the bunch, as always, but just wondering, did anything happen to the Frost Maiden while I was imprisoned in this thing? Because I didn't really catch anything. Is she still in power? Is the climate changing? Is the sun coming up now? Has anything changed? Or is it still icy and cold and snowy?
Is that a question to the DM?
It's a question to the group first, because like I said, I popped out of this bubble and I was just gone. Like, I can't... ask question to the group, anything happened which I should know? Question to the DM, do I notice anything like the weather getting better now or something? So that's why I'm wondering. What turned out to the... What happened to the maiden?
She let us go and disappeared.
Okay. So she was not defeated.
I thought you killed her.
Through an icy wall.
Kill is a very strong
kill
word.
Is a very broad term. I killed her with my words.
Scared her away.
Your wits.
So yeah, she gave up, but her icy realm still exists.
Kind of, yes.
Yeah, shit.
But I think that's why we need to get to the glacier and to that city.
Lead the way, I'm ready. Like I said, my axes follow you.
And you can roll a perception check if you want to notice anything in the weather or climate, Branwolf.
Moi? That is 16 percenting, etc. That would be 23?
Ever since you left the abode, you get the sense that it's warmer. But you're not sure if it's your cold bones that have been yearning for just leaving that place. Because you've been in there for such a long time, and it has been, like, abnormally, unnaturally icy in there.
But it was always snowing, and it was always icy. Yeah. The sun could never come through, really. Has that changed at all?
Well, you do see and make out faintly towards the area that you are basically driving east, that the sun is dawning. Mm-hmm. And there don't seem to be that many clouds or that foggy of a sky up in the sky.
I wanted to ask for a quick recap. The whole reason why Ariel is here is to basically block off or seal whatever's inside the city that is inside of the glacier, right? Meaning there was something about shadow figures, whatever the hell, I can't remember. If we, let's say we defeat those, she should have no reason to stay here, right?
Shadow figures?
I can't remember. I don't know. I might be confusing it with something else, but
She was talking about the unknowable and unseen dangers that lurk within the city that have a reason, or also, you're not quite sure if she was talking of certain entities or things or some unknown source of power. Something in that city, and it has a reason to be sealed off for the better. That's why she was casting her everlasting winter over the region and has sealed off the glacier.
So we just have to defeat whatever's frightening a goddess, and she'll be gone. That's it. Easy. Done. Plan's right there. See you next Sunday.
Bye. Easy peasy.
Okay. So anything else? Or you guys remain silent? I would like to have another look at the book.
Now, in peace and quiet.
In peace and quiet. Macon... Make an arcana check.
Seventeen.
Well, like I said last episode, you gather that this seems to be a collection of, like, smaller mystical, like, lore legends written by what looks to be, like, different hands as well, like handwritten things about, like, the Frost Maiden legends in terms of what she, how the people see her, so to speak, how they basically perceive her power, and it kind of explains a little bit why the people in Icewind Dale, they have more or less accepted the winter in the region, and they all do their offerings in the same way, some a little more drastic than others, of course. Those that do it in a more drastic fashion by offering, of course, human beings, they kind of seem to be the only ones that really understand her in terms of how powerful she is, because the other entries that are more from those people that kind of only offer up food or light, they seem to think of her more as a goddess for, like, the weather, and more on, like, they don't think broadly enough. But it seems to be like this collection, and also one of a kind. Like, there's bits and pieces that are
just scrapped together and put in there, bits and pieces of small little poems that people have written. But the main focus is, of course, the rhyme of the Frost Maiden, which is its own whole section, and kind of explains a little bit that those words, that poem in itself, seems to hold like a very deep power.
Yeah, I'll spend most of the time, most of the journey, like poring over the book.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, if there's nothing else,
sleeping some more.
As the boat slowly approaches the coast, sailing east, I would say we should probably stop for today, because it's getting late.
But we do arrive.
But you do see the little outline of Spooner the Kobold already kind of waving towards you as you come closer to the shoreline.
Waves of people awaiting us, celebrating us as heroes.
Nope, but you do see in the background, next to his little shed, your packed sled, and some shapes of dogs roaming around the place as well. Because I think you brought the sled to that little outhouse.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
All our new friends whose names elude me.
All right.
Then
we shall pick off next week
whenever.
Hopefully we'll see.
That'd be amazing.
Everybody can make it, and it's nice to see that the undecided are all accounted for.
Still alive.
I was so close.
And by the way, Blackwater, you do have lost your lucky feet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And amazingly, I don't
You're
have it on my list.
You're scarred by ice instead.
It's not like this thing helped me anyway.
You also lost three of your fingers and your big toe.
You defrosted.
Those were my lucky fingers, yeah. That was it.
Do I still have this Kiss of the Ice Maiden? Super duper? Okay.
Yeah, you still have that.
Yeah.
Branwolf comes out stronger than ever.
Yeah.
Fucking
he has the blessing. He's walking amongst mortals with the blessing of two goddesses.
Nah.
Blackwater aged 20 years, almost died like three different times. Like,
I'm the bitch of two goddesses.
Yeah.
If there was ever one guy who had plot armor, it's him.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ah,
beautiful.
I don't know if Freon, if you have your notes ready, but we were talking about far back, about back when you guys were
the black spider envoy of the king. No,
that's like even farther. No, not that far.
Okay.
I'm talking about back Hag and Kadare and Helfar, about the pieces of Tiamat.
Yeah, I have that here somewhere. And
can you remind myself, was there any mention of particular pieces?
Yeah.
Or which ones you have knowledge of or something? What there is? I mean, I do have something in it, but I don't know how much I told you.
So I know the horn, the bile, the gash, or something?
The what? The horn?
The horn? The bile?
Bile?
I can't even read my own writing.
I don't
and
think
you
it's bile.
Share everything with us.
It's not bile, it's like the horn, the bite.
That's what I said, didn't I?
And the...
The gash?
Gash, yeah, that makes sense.
I know who owns the horn.
The horn is...
You know who owns the horn?
Yes.
Who owns the horn?
It's a trick question, I'm not gonna tell you.
The horn is in Dread Parish Isle, so I guess the heck?
Oh god.
Yeah,
because
probably.
We're supposed to bring
I know hang on. I know that one is in Revelia. Well, that's not really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It's all a bit mystical here.
Well, Tiala has some notes.
The Army of the East has a part of Tiamat.
The Army of the East has a part?
That one is in Rebellia and the Horn is on Dreadfish Isle.
Okay.
Yeah. And they have something about the Raven Queen.
And but did the, I don't know if you now scroll back to the hag, I don't know if she said anything about the pieces.
The
huh?
That was the hag.
Oh, that was the hag. So
the
she
hag just wants us to bring.
Yeah, the hag wants us to bring her a piece.
To get Kadir.
Mm-hmm. To get Kadir, yeah.
As a trade. And but she didn't specify which one, right?
No.
She said like whichever one.
Yep.
Because she might already have another one.
Yeah, I guess the one from Dread Parish Isle, which is the horn.
but it said that one's the horn.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, gotcha. She has the horn.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's all I needed to know. Thank you very much. Thank you for keeping such good notes. Very commendable. Please continue.
Yeah.
Good. Then we shall say thank you for watching and listening, and you guys for playing. And we will see you soon, very soon. Bye bye.
Yes, yes. Bye bye. Cheers.
Cheers.
Bye bye. See ya.
Kill is a very broad term. I killed her with my words.